So I want to make sure that we're clear on the gospel. We're standing outside a Church of Christ building. No one's come out to talk to us. A lot of men standing there watching on their phones, or I think they're security guys. By the shed blood of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, you must repent. Come to a saving faith in Jesus Christ. Turn from all sin, worldliness, and false ways. When God sees a willing vessel in Acts 5, it says, he gives the Holy Spirit to them that obey him. Church of Christ is not obeying the Spirit and the Word of God in all their ways. Faith in this glorious Savior, the only way, his shed blood, death, burial, resurrection. Repentance, changing your mind, changing your ways, coming out of every false way. Church of Christ hasn't done that. They keep man-made ways. Be born again by the Spirit of God. We can't do it to ourselves, but we align ourselves to be born again through faith and repentance. And the Bible says the fruit that you are born again is holiness and obedience, coming out of every false way. That would be coming out of the Church of Christ. They are a false, corrupt way of man. And the Bible says you must endure in that till the end. Jesus said it in Matthew 24. Paul says it in 1 Corinthians 15. You need some Bible verses for all of this? John 3:16, John 3:3, Luke 13:3, Hebrews 5:9. Christ made the way for those who obey him. 1 Peter 1:15. Be holy in all your conduct. Go look at the gospel tab at don'tperish.com and we show you why. Church of Christ is not following that biblical gospel. We're standing outside in love and peace on a public sidewalk. They haven't called the police on us yet. About 80% of the churches call police on us, peace-loving people. They haven't called the police on us yet. No one's come out to talk to us. We'll see what happens. I've been making audios about their false theology that's going to damn their soul. You see, you cannot worship God lest you be in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. Preaching the truth today. Loving our neighbor, glorifying God. Hold fast to that gospel. Repent. Come out of the world. Come out of man-made religion. I don't know one that's fully biblical in America or the world. Jesus said, will there be any faith left when the Son of Man returns? Why is everybody looking for a bunch of biblical places when the Bible says there'll be a great falling away and there'll be hardly any faith left? Few are going to find eternal life per Matthew 7. That word few means puny. I'm preaching on. I'm going to leave it right there. Let's see what happens here today. Hopefully they'll cling to the biblical gospel.